is mainly through listening to the when I watch the football match, I will find the foreign broadcast system so that I will listen to the English commentator every single time. So this starts from my about form one in my secondary school. So I listen to the commentator every single Saturday or Sunday. And in this, through the 6 years, I have the very good experience on that. And when I listen, I can speak more fluently so that I can communicate with the foreigners very fluently. I think that's the main reason, because this is my hobby, so I will pay very attention on the football match, and I can hear them speak out, and I can mostly I can learn about how the foreigners speak the English differently to the Hong Kong people, because Hong Kong people always have the traditional on English.
So you're quite hardworking. You learn English with the football match.
Yes, I'm not hardworking. I think I don't listen to the radio or the television, but the football match makes me funnier too.
It makes it more interesting.
Really interesting
to learn English. So what is your most memorable English reading experience?
I think nowadays I mostly read English through my lecture notes and the papers. And I think this English is a totally different way than, because in the Hong Kong DSE, I mostly read the English newspaper or the articles.
Yeah, so like South China.
Yeah, like South China. So I can learn the skill to answer the question. But in my university, I will read the papers, which kind of different structure of the passage.
Like, what do you study in university?
Study global logistics.
Oh, okay. So the paper you read are about logistics.
It's about logistics. It's about some kinds of statistics. But because there's not the article, because in the secondary school, you have the article, you have the main idea, you have the topics, so you can read through the passage easily. But in these papers, it's always a whole, a very long story, a very long passage. So, kind of pay very attention to every single sentence.